Okay, we're beginning literally a brand new sugya today on the bottom of Amud Aleph from the Beis. So we spent a lot of time talking about some of the psulim of Dalet Minim, and we've talked a little bit about the psulim of Hadar, a little bit about the name of Shol, about the name of Chaser. But now the Gemara gets onto a discussion about things which are, there's nothing per se wrong, at least not physically wrong, with one of the Dalet Minim. There's some kind of a halachic potential problem wrong with it. And the Gemara begins to discuss the situation. We have a lulav shel Asheira, comes from an Asheira tree, a lulav shel Avedizara, a lulav shel Eridachas, which again, physically, it's a beautiful min, and all the hadar and hidar is going for it, but something clearly has happened wrong to it. It's been involved in an act of Avedizara, some shape or form. The Mishnah says that sometimes these things are kosher, sometimes these things are possible. And basically what it boils down to is there are really almost two different issues playing out in the sugya. One issue that clearly disqualifies Dalet Minim, a particular lula for sure, is the issue what's called Ksuse Mechta Shira. Now, we spoke a little bit about it in the past. We'll hopefully get to a little bit further on sugyas about that. But Ksuse Mechta Shira tells us that since the halacha says that the Dalet Minim, at least the lula for sure, has a certain shear to it, a certain size to it, a certain measurement to it, if the halacha dictates that this item is supposed to be destroyed or particularly supposed to be burnt, so then we view it as if it's basically burnt already. It's basically made up just a heap of pile of ashes. And as a pile of ashes, it's lacking in the shear. That's what's called Ksuse Mechta Shira. Again, I didn't necessarily do justice to that important halachic principle, but for our purpose, that's all we need to know. That any time the halacha requires a shear, such as in lulav, most probably in esrog as well, the other minim, since the halacha requires a shear, Ksuse Mechta Shira declares that the shear is not here. But the Gemara puts the brakes on that, that the din of Ksuse Mechta Shira is only true when the object really has to be disposed of, really has to be destroyed, really has to be burnt. Not everything that has been worshipped as idolatry, as Avodah Zarah, is necessarily has to be burnt. And we're going to talk a lot about this in the coming sugyas. Sometimes the Davar shel Avodah Zarah is Ta'on Sreifa, sometimes it's not. Sometimes you could just easily rectify it by having what's called the Bittel. A goy can come and give it a kick throw it onto the floor or something, and it'll no longer have the status of a dessert with, thereby you can circumvent Sreifa. So before we're willing to kick in this din of Ksuse Mechta Shira, a lot of things have to be true. You have to know a lot about Maseches Avodah Zarah. That's the good news for the Davyomi people who are now absolute experts in all of the halachas of Avodah Zarah. They know how to make wine, and they know how to be mevatel idols, and now they know how to use perishvias these days. A lot of things coming up in Maseches Avodah Zarah for the Davyomi chevra. So the bottom line is that before the din kicks in of Ksuse Mechta Shira, a few things have to be true. So we're going to be discussing today the case of a lulav shel Avodah Zarah, which for some technical reason happens not to be subject to Sreifa, happens not to be subject to Ksuse Mechta Shira. I didn't say it's not Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah was bowed down to his use, but whatever became a chepta for Avodah Zarah, there was Avodah Zarah, but it's going to fall short, it's going to miss the mark. There's not going to be a din of Ksuse Mechta Shira that's going to kick in. And therefore, we can't disqualify the lulav just outright. Just say it's missing the shear and then call it a day. No, that's not going to happen. And, well, if we can't disqualify it, so then maybe it's okay. Maybe it's acceptable. As we know, famous phrase goes, everything is... Mutter to prove it also. Everything is kosher to prove it possible. So the starting point is, the baseline in Judaism is that, well, if it looks like a lulav, smells like a lulav, tastes like a lulav, what shouldn't be it? What's the problem? Unless you can somehow tell me there's a superimposed psula on it, so the lulav is going to be kosher. So if you're telling me that this particular lulav is not subject to Ksuse Mechta Shira, for whatever the details of the desire are, so be it, the lulav should be kosher. So that's exactly what Rava tells us. And that's what Rava says in the bottom of the days. Rava, Rava, lulav shall have a desire lo yitol. If a person takes a lulav of a desire, you really shouldn't do that. It's really not the nicest thing to do. Now, I understand why it's not nice. So Rashi fills in, it says, why not? The most of Gavoa. This is despicable. It's disgusting. Here you're coming to the Rebbein Shalom, the first day of Sukkot. The guy's getting all psyched up. All the things that he's accomplishing with his lulav. And the only lulav he picked was the one that somebody just bowed down to. Lo yafeh. Now, is it Yaitse? What does Rava say? What's the second half of Rava? I'm a Rava, Lusha Vazali Yit. I'll be Mokul Kosher. But Lamaise, be the evidence of Yeshua, you're going to be Yaitse. Because technically speaking, there's no reason why it should be possible. So that's the starting point of Esugi. Assuming that there's no Ksus Mechta Shira issue, the Lusha Vazali, albeit Lechet Chila, it's not nice, not appropriate to you. But Lamaise, Mikra, then you're really going to be Yaitse. And of course, this raises a red flag. This raises a red flag because, wait a second, how could you be Yaitse? What's going on? There's a real, real, real serious problem here. What is the serious problem? Forget Sus Mechtashura. Forget Mos the Gavoya. What's the serious problem? Right now, Tachos, Mashiach Sham is an Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah right now. Now, what are one of the dinim that governs a Cheftzah for an Avodah Zarah? It's Al Sibano. How do you know it's Al Sibano? Who told you? Bishtei Nuchumish Al Sibano. So it's funny. The Torah never says, Mamish black and white, according to Tosh Bechsav, don't be an enemy of Avodah Zarah. There are two Mekar, I'm not saying it's not a Deraisa. There are two different psukim that Chazal pick on that are the source for the Israel and Ophan of Avodah Zarah. One is, anyone know? What? Abeit Yabdun just means it's mitzvahs. Well, Abeit it doesn't mean it's Eretz Yisrael. No. What's the word? What? It says to burn. Doesn't, I didn't say it's Eretz Yisrael. No, I'll use it now. Then I'll burn it 5 minutes later. It doesn't say a lav in the Torah. It's even fairish. That's also about no. You want to say you're quoting me a Ramban. Yeah, you're quoting me a Ramban. It's like Ein Luchadavar Haton Sreifa Mutabano. That's what you're. That's what you're talking. Good. But if you were, I was going to argue with you, but good thing you're not. Yeah. No. So where does it say the Chumash not allowed to be nafim of Avodah Zarah? What? Like Kelav Tashlichon or something. Talking about Bosa Shal Treifa. Close. Yeah. No. You can't give me a good answer because it doesn't stand anywhere. That's why I'm just pressing you for that. So give me some. Give me a creative answer. It says, "Lo savi se'evel b'secha." You're not allowed to bring a vodizor into your house. So what does that mean? Not allowed to bring it to your house. It means you're not allowed to bring it in because by bringing it in, you're going to be using it. And using it is aser. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has one mocha for the isin deraita of nene the vodizora. It's for the apostle savi se'evel b'secha. Again, it's a little bit of a, I don't mean to stretch it in a negative way, but it's a chiddush. It's not exactly what the Torah says, but nichla teresh b'afet tizok, that lo sabi sabi sech is a mokor for the yisahano. What's the other mokor? For lo yidbak b'yad chabu'uba min echeirim. That you're not allowed to have any connection. Lo yidbak, can't be touched, you can't, ugh, it's like the cooties. The chayrim, what's the chayrim? What's the chayrim, what's the pasuk talking about? What? I'm kidding. Yericho, that's the Sefer Yeshua. Well, Yidbach B'yachum Menachem, Pashas Re'ei. So right here in Nidachas. Now, in Nidachas is also a tricky thing. In Nidachas doesn't mean that anybody bowed down to this particular thing in the Nidachas. So what the Torah is saying is that anything that was part of the Nidachas is also by Nol, Yidbach B'yachum Menachem. Why is it also? Because it's Chayrim. What else is Chayrim? The Torah also describes Avodizar as Chayrim. It says, lo sabi soev beisecha v'isa cherem kamayu, sheshkei tzecherem 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 tzecherem. The Torah calls, the Avodah Zarah, cherem means something terrible, it's horrible, it's miserable, we've got to stay far away from it. So the Torah, Gemara says, Maseches Makis, that both of these psukim serve as the Mekairis, that is an isa deraisa, double isa deraisa, to be nana from Avodah Zarah. So we're not questioning this isa. It took us a little time until we found the mocha for it, but lebais, it's an isa deraisa, no question about it. So I have this lulav in front of me that's also b'hanu midaraisa, two lavim in the Torah, maybe two sets of malchus min haTorah for being nenef in this lulav. How could Rabbi tell me, don't worry about it, b'di'evid yoytzei, how could it be yoytzei? Isn't that in violation of nisa deraisa of being nenef in the Torah? That's the question you should ask. Who asked this kasha, Rabbi say? Rashi asked this kasha. Rashi read the Gemara, paid attention to the Gemara, sent up to the Gemara. So Rashi read Rava's statement, and he's looking at Rava's statement through the eyes of the Gemara Makis that says there's a double Issa Derais to be Nemen of it as Afrek Rashi. How could you be Yaitse? Sefer Rashi. What does Rashi say? The double kasha. For Yafagav Yisrael, no. So Rashi, the mitzvah slavly honest, no. Rashi says, no, that's not called being Nehene. Being Yaitse, a mitzvah with something, is not a violation of Yisrael, no. Why is that? Kloimar. Now, halacha doesn't view mitzvahs as a hano'ah. The halacha views mitzvahs as an avdus. I'm supposed to be serving your Ben Shalom. I'm not supposed to be, there's nothing fun. It's not fun. I'm not saying you should do mitzvahs because you're miserable. I'm not saying you should be sad when you do mitzvahs. You should be very happy when you do mitzvahs. But the mahus of mitzvahs is not a fun experience. It's not a chavaya to do mitzvahs. A tiyul is a chavaya. Mitzvah not a chavaya. If you enjoy doing mitzvahs, that's a great thing. But that's not the goal of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be an Eved Ribono Shel Olam. So therefore, in Hilchos Yisuri Hanoah, mitzvahs are not labeled as a hanoah. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned with the doubleness of their eyes being Eved Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Rashi said. Where did Rashi get that from? Who taught Rashi that you said? You got it right out of which Gemara? Roshadakav Chesem and Alf. The Gemara has almost an identical sugya vis-a-vis Tkiya Shofar. What's the same pizman that you shouldn't really be using shofars that come from different dvarim shel isur hanah. But vim tocha yotze, you yotze, it's all right, it's okay, you yotze. Why you yotze? The Gemara says mitzvahs lavi hanus nit nu. So there, actually, the Gemara quotes a machlekes amaroyim where the mitzvahs came the hanus nit nu, allah the hanus nit nu. And the Gemara says if you hold that came the hanus nit nu, you have a big problem. Baruch Hashem, hold them a rabba, we paskin mitzvahs lavi hanus nit nu. So Rashi in Sukkah Lamanam for the days was learning the Gemara through the eyes of Rosh Hashanah Davka Ches. So far we have two different mitzvahs, two different examples, where this klal of mitzvahs lav lehanus nitnu is going to solve the world's problems, and this permits you, at least b'diavad, to be yais with a lulav shel avodah zarah, and also with the shayfar shel avodah zarah, other yisur, etc. And then there's a third gemara. It's this third gemara that's the pivotal gemara, where the gemara also applies the principle of mitzvah slavi hanus nitnu. What's the concept here? What's the context of that sugya? Yivam istaf kuf where? Kuf gilman beis. So comes the gemara, we'll try to read this, okay? So the gemara says in Yivam istaf kuf gilman beis, sandal shel avedis kichavim, a shoe, literally a sandal with a shoe that was used for avedis zara, lo tachlos. You shouldn't really use that for chalitza. Vim cholza chalitza sekshayra. The evid, if you used it, so the chalitza would still be acceptable. So the question is, I give out kishrigin, how could the chalitza be good? After all, it's an isidir ice of the nana. What's the answer? No. Mistama mitzvahs what? Mitzvahs lavi hanus nitnu. Now, when you see the Gemara's application of mitzvahs lavi hanus nitnu, lulav shofar and chalitza, you have to ask yourself, which of these three is not like the other two? Chalitza is a little bit different. Chalitza is not quite the same level or degree of mitzvah as the first two. So it is a little bit striking that the Gemara applies mitzvah v'hanus nitnu, but we'll take Chazal's word for it that mitzvah v'hanus nitnu applies to chalitza as well, even though we're not quite sure it's exactly on par with the other two mitzvahs. Okay, so we're good. We're good to go. Lulav shofar chalitza gevalt. We also know that even though mitzvah v'hanus nitnu, it bothers us to blow shofar with the shofar shel avodah zarah. It irks us to shake a lulav shel avodah zarah. As Rashi said, it's mostly gavaya. Is there more to it than that? Is there something more to that statement, don't do it, but it's okay if you do it, that meets the eye? So this is the pivotal Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara said again, the third of the Maimakimis, sandal shel avodah kichav lo sachloitz, you shouldn't use, v'imchotz chatzasek sheira. So if you were just reading this Gemara, you read this Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Gimel, Sandal Shlo Eskam Lo Sachlitz, and just stop. Why would you say Lo Sachlitz? What's wrong with being Chalitz with it? Bim Chol Tzachetz Has Kshem. But the evidence is okay. This evidence didn't know. What would you think the Lo Sachlitz is? What would you think it's parallel to, almost identical to? Lo Tachlitz, don't do it. But the evidence is okay. Where do we have? Same as Rabbi Zulu, right? Lo yito, vim notol kosher, vim notol yotzo. That's how I would learn Pshat in the Gemara. It's almost identical. Lechatchila, don't do it because it's mostly gavaya. It's not a nice thing to do. But the evidence, it's okay because mitzvah v'hanasnit is going to save the day. So if I was learning the Gemara in Yevamos, I would have said these two statements are almost identical. Comes the Ramban and quotes a Yesh Omrim that starts the entire sugya. This is where today's shiur is going to begin, with the Yesh Omrim of the Ramban. Come to the Ramban, the fourth in Mamakamis, those who have it. V'yesh Mefarish, I'm sorry, Yesh Mefarish. Okay, Yesh Mefarish. V'yesh Mefarish, Lechat Chila Lo Sachleitz, Mishum Denenes, Shenises Boy. V'im Cholza Chalitzasa Ksheira, Nihida of the Isura Chalitzasa La Mifsala. Everyone see what this Yesh Omrim just said? What did they just say? Lo sachlitz. You have this very, very parva, almost, you know, tame statement. Lo sachlitz. The guy's getting all red to chalitz. We do chalitz once every 50 years, do chalitz. The Nedev Yehuda has a, writes in a tshuva that there was a certain shad that came up in, when they were doing a chalitz in Prague. And one of the younger dayanim in Prague was insisting on doing a certain chumrah. So the Yehuda says, we don't, meaning is we don't do that chumrah. And the younger dayanim was insisting on something. So the Yehuda said to him, he explained to him that he said, you were 2 years old last time. We haven't done a chalitza here in 30 years. So he said, we don't do that many chalitza. So you know, I'm telling, I remember 30 years ago, we didn't do it that way. So chalitza not that common. I remember one time, you know, the post we discussed, when you have Pashat Achrimos Kedoshim, So there's mechlekes which haftarah to do. Because the Gemara says Maseches Megillah that one of the haftarah, that the official haftarah for kedoshim is what? I remember? It's Torah Vos Yerushalayim. So the Nevuah and Yecheskel, very, very charif Nevuah against Yerushalayim. So the Gemara tells the story of Maseches Megillah that even though that's the official Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim, but we try to avoid saying it. The Gemara tells the story, somebody once got up and said the Haftarah, and they started to say to him, oh, you're talking about all the terrible things in Yerushalayim. Look at your own Yechas, maybe your moms are also. Well, it wasn't a pretty sign. So therefore, the post came right, we bend over backwards not to ever say that Haftarah. The good news is that we can almost always avoid it. Why? Because Achrimos Kedoshim is usually together. So when Achrimos Kedoshim is together, so we'll just lay in the Achrimos one, even though normally we'd lay in the second parasha. So in the Minig Yisraels, we lay in the first one, and then Achrimos, so Kedoshim gets lost in the shuffle. There's a couple of years when Achrimos Kedoshim, and it's a Shonim Uberes, when they get separated, so we usually can salvage it. Why? Because it's usually, it's either it's a Mechor Chodesh, it's a Rosh Chodesh, it's a something or other, patchka around, play around, something. And every once in a blue moon, every 20, 30 years or something, you end up in a pickle because there's nothing else to lane. It means you're ready. Last week we laned Achrimos Kedoshim was separate, so we laned Achrimos's, and this week is Nebuch Kedoshim. It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Machach Chodesh. We can't make another Yom. It's not Yom Atzmaut. We can't make. There's no one left to say. So we're mamrish stuck. So what are we supposed to do? So there's Machlekes HaPosekim. So both can say, so you laned Achrimos Kedoshim, you laned Achrimos's after 2 weeks in a row. It's all the same parasha. So you're laying the same after from last week, you're laying it a second time. We're not going to get, no one's going to get up and lay Kedoshim's after. Never in a million years. And other posts can say, you're mamish stuck. We tried our best. And you do it quickly and just, you know, get it over with and finish and lay Kedoshim and call it a day. So there are two different Menachem and Klais about this. I remember, this goes back about 25 years ago or so in Yeshiva, the last time. Anyone knows when it's going to happen again? I don't know what it is. Around the corner, so I don't know. So about 20, 25 years ago or so, it happened in Yeshiva. So one of the Gaboim in Yeshiva was a kid, okay, 20 years old. The guy got up and he gives a clap on the bima, and he says, the minig in the Ar Yeshiva is, and I forgot what he said, the minig in the Ar Yeshiva, when this happens, is to do such and such. Shabbos morning, he got up and gave a clap. So one of the older men who was at the minig, no longer alive, one of the older men came up to him and says, excuse me. He said, first of all, how in the world would you know what the Minigin Yeshiva is? You weren't born when it happened last time. And number two, I'm the only one here who was here 25 years ago, and we did the other way. That was his, so that's what the Rebbe told this Dayan also. When you talk about things that are very, very rare, it's very hard to say what the Minig is. So why am I telling you this? Because Chalitza is a very, very rare. So we've been all psyched that we have this Chalitza farm. We haven't done a Chalitza in 30 years. And the Nikapoop gets up and he brings a shoe. And the shoe is the shoe that somebody just bowed down to. So that's the shoe he brings. He takes the shoe off the idol and he uses this. This is the shoe for Chalitza. So we understand why we wouldn't want to do this. It's lo zach, it's lo yafes, not nice. So Kumti Yesham would say, no. That's not why. Not because it's meals. That's not the problem. You know what the Yeshamim say? You know what Losachlots? Because of that bad word. That's also been a Torah. What? I just got finished saying what? What do we do this Nisra Hanoah? Didn't I get just finished saying what? Mitzvah Bihonis didn't know. What did the Yeshayim say? Mitzvah Bihonis didn't know. So the fact that I'm being Yetzid in Mitzvah Chalitza, that's a Mitzvah, that's not called a Noah. That doesn't register in the Isra Hanoah. But the woman's getting something else out of this. What's she getting? Now she get married. Before, until this point, when she was still Zekuka Libum, so when she applied to get onto YU Connects, they told her, we can't set you up with anybody. She said, you're Zekuka Libum. So we can't do that. We have to live. We have standards. So we can't let you get married. Now all of a sudden she comes, she does a chalitza with the shoe from the idol. So now we say, great, okay, we'll give you a date, first date, Thursday night, ready to go out. But right away, we'll let her go out. She can't get married for 3 months. Okay, it's another story. It's not going to take 3 months. Well, it takes most people more than 3 months from the time they meet the boy until most of the time, okay? Depends which communities you live in. So we'll give her 3 months, we'll let her go out now, and we'll tell her that, you know, you get married a couple of months from now. So she got this gewaltig hanoah before, and she couldn't get a date, and now she's going out, now she's getting married. So the Yeshayim say, this is a tremendous hanoah. That's worth a lot of money. People pay a lot of money for Shidduchim. So comes the Yeshayim and say, that's the reason why Losachlos, because it's awesome in their eyes, out hanoah. So by Lulav, there is no added benefit. What great benefit did you walk away, Lulav? Comes the first day, Sukkis, I shake the Lulav. What unbelievable gewaldika hanoah sagruf do I have to walk away with? Absolutely nothing. The only hanoah, quote unquote, that I got, anyone know how you say quote unquote in Hebrew, by the way? I was saying a shiur Friday night in the shul in Beit Shemesh, so I had to speak in Hebrew because it was part of the tefillah. Usually the rule is any shiur that's part of the regular davening protocol has to be in Hebrew, even though there's not an Israeli in sight. But I talked to all my old balabatim from Bergenfield. So I get up and I'm giving the shiur in Hebrew. And I got to the point where I wanted to say quote unquote, and I blanked. I said, I had no idea how to say it. So I took a chance and I said, no, kaboshabim, quote unquote, you know, kacha. I figured that's probably the right word. Most of the time, it's usually what it is. So a guy afterwards told me, you know how you say quote unquote? He said, Gershaim. Because that's what Gershaim, that's the trup is. He said, that's how you say it. He said, Gershaim. I never heard of that. That's what he said. That clearly didn't exist 20 years ago. I learned in Kerem Biavim 30 years ago. No one ever said Gershaim. Somebody made up that. He said, yeah, yeah. The guy told me that he works in, he said he works in like a secular place in Tel Aviv. And he said, that's what they say, quote unquote. It's Gershaim. Punctuation. Yeah, whatever, you know, quotation marks. Right, quote unquote, it's Gershaim. But anyway, learn new things every day. So come the Yeshayim and say, when it comes to a lulav, what did I get? What's the gevaldik? I don't know. I got garnish from garnish. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. So mitzvah to understand. Shofar. What did I walk away with shofar? I heard the shofar. What do I have to show for it? Nothing. Mitzvah to understand. A chalitza. I got a chap around a gevaldik mitzvah. And I also now I'm a shidduch resume. I'm available now. I can get married. That's something that I gained. So that extra dimension that I gained, that's subject to the Yisrael Noah. So that's what the Gemara means, losachla. That's the Yesh Oimim's pshat in the Gemara Masechet Shabbat. Startling pshat. Kum to Ramban.
Yeah.
Is this Yesh Oimim
limited to the opinion of
Iyav and Mahana? We didn't touch that yet. We got a long way to go on this Yesh Oimim. We're going to get there. Kum to Ramban and says, it's lo yitoche to say such a thing. This is an untenable pshat. You know why it's an untenable pshat, says the Ramban? Because what's the second here? Lo sachlois. Im chalitza, if she did it, chalitza so, sheira. Even though you violated what? You violated an issa goma mid deraisa. A mamish, real bona fide issa goma mid at Torah. Two isurim deraisa. Lo yavi, lo yidbuk. Maybe you have malchus twice over. But giving you 39 times 2. What's the number? 78 malchus we're giving you. You violated 2 yisurim deraisa, and we're still telling you the chalitza is okay. Frek the Ramban, the yesh b'farishim are guilty of overkill. If there's a real issa deraisa here that says that you violated issa hanah for an avodah zarah, that itself should disqualify the chalitza. That should knock the chalitza out of the box. That's not true. So I state in Rav Chalitza Sekshayir. Zevin Fendor says the Ramban, the yesh are not right. Between you and me, how did the Ramban know what he said is correct? The Ramban attacked and rejected the Yesh Oimrim because he felt that if there really was an Issa Deraisa of Anor that was violated, that has to disqualify the mitzvah. The Issa Anor, by definition, has to disqualify the mitzvah. You violated the Issa Deraisa, we'll give you 78 malchus, and then we'll say the mitzvah is still Yaitse v'diyavid. Why is that sure? Why is that true? So the Ramban can't just deflect the Yesh Oimrim just like that, just reject the Yesh Oimrim and say, no, you must be wrong, there can't really be an Issa Deraisa here, because if there was an Issa Deraisa, that would disqualify the Chalitza. The Ramban can't just ask the Kasha Nisvara, he has to bring a Raya from the Gemara to that Yesoi to deflect the Yesh Oimrim. So he does bring a Raya. What's his Raya? From the Gemara where? Which Gemara? Which Gemara does the Ramban use to deflect the Yesh Oimrim? The Gemara Shara Daf Kav Ches. What did it say in Daf Kav Ches? Well, it said two things in Daf Kav Ches. It said that we pass in the halacha that mitzvah slavli hunas nitnu, and therefore shofar shel, you name it, a shofar shel of edizara, shofar shel shlomim, ala isurim, you name the isur, everything is always fine. Mitzvah slavli hunas nitnu, but there was one dissenting view in the Gemara, and that one dissenting view, which we don't even pass in like, but even the shittas that we don't paskin like, there's endless, there's truth in them, and we could use those shittas to understand sometimes what the normative halacha is. So there was one lone shittah that was rejected la halacha, the one halacha mayor of Yehuda quoted the possibility that mitzvahs are the honest nitnu. According to the worldview of Rav Yehuda that wasn't accepted, that mitzvahs are the honest nitnu, if a fellow goes out and blows a shofar shel avodah zarah, what's the din? Violated a terrible list, so we give him 78 malchus. And what else do we say? What do we say? What does Rav Yehuda say? I'm Rav Yehuda. Shofar shel shlomim im toka what? I wouldn't remember it. It must have been too small. I was able to read it. It says, Am Rav Yehuda, Shofar shel yitka v'im toka lo yotza. You're not yotza. Because you're in violation of an iser. Im toka lo yotza. Suhu derachiv alev. You're not yotza the mitzvah. So Zokter Efrekter Ramban, you see from Rav Yehuda, who's not right, Halacha, in Ger Shehid, right? You see from Rav Yehuda, who's not accepted Halacha, that any time you violate an Isser Hanoah, the Isser Hanoah not only speaks to you as a gaver that you're not, that you did something wrong, you did a no-no, we give you Malchus, the Isser Hanoah is a poisel from the mitzvah. The Isser Hanoah is a ma'akev, it's a meneya, it's a ma'asur of mitzvah. So Efrekter Ramban, you see from Rav Yehuda, in cases that we don't possibly like, but you see from his lumdus that the Isser is a posel, so too, Lu Yitzuya, there's an Isser of Losachlos al Tano. If the Yesh Omer write that Tano of getting married is the violation of an Isser Derais of Hano, that should be sufficient to disqualify the mitzvah, even with the Evid, and the whole Chalita should be Batla Mavuto. So you see, Klor says the Ramban from that Gemara Shana that the Isser disqualifies the mitzvah. From the fact that we know for a fact that this chalitza is not disqualified, because Rava says chalitza is kshera, Zetman Fundo, you see from here that the lo yach lo sachlos was not al tano, lo sachlos was some very, very low level kind of a, almost like a recommendation of what? Doesn't sit nice, doesn't smell nice, doesn't look nice. It's not really usher, it's just it's a mios, it's not pretty, but it's not really usher. Any real bona fide is, it would have resulted in the mitzvah not being fulfilled altogether, even b'diyavad. That's the Ramban Taina against the Yesh Mefarshim. You think the Yesh Mefarshim forgot the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? They were learning the sugya mitzvah v'hanas that they want lamed aleph and sukkah. They're learning the sugya in Yevam Mitzvah Kof Gimel. So you don't think they referenced in their own mind whoever these were. I don't know who they were, but if they were qualified enough to make it into the Ramban's chedushim, they weren't just, you know, some Tom, Dick, and Harry sitting around Spain in the 1100s just throwing out svaras. People who knew Kol Tarakula had the Kol Tarakula in front of them. So of course they knew what it says in Rosh Hashanah Kof Ches. And Alpha B'chein, they weren't disturbed by the Ramban's kasha. They weren't pushed off by the Ramban's kasha. So there is something going on in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kof Ches that we didn't quite identify properly yet. We didn't really learn Rosh Hashanah Kof Ches and Aleph properly yet. Because if that's the pivotal Gemara that the Ramban is using to deflect, to reject the Yesh Omrim, and the Yesh Omrim don't be at all disturbed by that Gemara, then it behooves us to go back to Rosh Hashanah Daf Kof Ches and learn that sugya properly and carefully and analyze it properly to see who's right. Is the Ramban right or the Yesh Omrim, Yesh Mefarshim right? So again, we're trying to learn Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. We thought we were learning an easy sugya. We thought, come on, it's almost already been Hazman, and we're just going to sit back, feet up, you know, just learn a little Gemara, Lulu Shal Varazara, yeah, Lohito, Nato Kosh, everything hunky dory, but Tavon is in the cool of the day. And we saw Gemara Shal Nataf Kav Ches, so easy, because we didn't bother reading it, so easy. And then we saw, yeah, Yevamis, Kuf Gimel, what's the big deal? Three easy Gemaras, one, two, three, you know, knock them all off, you know, end shir early today, go take a nap, I'm tired, I didn't sleep much last night, feel like an easy day today. And all of a sudden we realize that there's a major, major machloikis looming on the horizon between the Ramban against the Yesh Omrim, and all of it is hinging upon about how to read Yevamos Kuf Gimel. What is this Losachlet? Is it Hano or not? Which in turn is all depending on Rosh Hashanah. So once again, we find ourselves in the position we always find ourselves. We thought we're learning one Masechta, and then we realize immediately that we're learning a different Masechta. So this is for the newcomers. In case you think we're learning Bava Kamma next year, that's just what it says on the back of the Gemara, but we really have no idea what we're learning. Just any day, we could be learning anything. So sometimes, once in a while, we all learn the Masechta. Not that often, but once in a while. So everybody say, we're learning Rosh, I can't say it straight. We're learning Sukkah Lamed Aleph Beis. We got bumped into Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches, which in turn took us to Yevamos Kaf Gimel. So the real way to understand Sukkah Lamed Aleph, you cannot begin to understand Mitzvah V'Hanos Ninu until you understand what's really yes or not going on in Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches, the impact on Yevamos Kaf Gimel. That's really where Ash Sukkah begins, going back to the sources, back to the Gemara. Yeah. Do you have that question? Yeah.
It's a problem. The Isser is doing the action itself, whereas, but in, with Chalitza, the problem is a result of
it. Okay. We're getting there. We have some work to do. Okay? So let's see. Let's start with Rosh Hashanah Kaf Ches. Let's take a look. Read the Gemara. What it's. Take the Gemara at face value. Let's start. Second of my Mekemis, I'm going to be the. B'shefa shel ola. If a person has a shofar that comes from a carbon ola, lo yitka, you really shouldn't use it. V'imtoka yotza. Normally you're not allowed to be nana from kachim, but if you used it, b'diyavad you could be yotze. A b'shefa shel shlomim, lo yitka v'imtoka lo yotza, which is really counterintuitive. Shlom is a less of a problem. Shlom is only kachim kalim. It's a less of a problem than ola, and yet the exact opposite is true. This is not my kash, this is my kash. My time, what's the reason? Oila bas bi'ilohi. Ola, if you're a nene from a korban oila, that's mamish grounds for mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is last week's pasha, and efficacy mal, there's an issue deraisa to use kachim for your private purposes. And if you do use kachim, what happens to you? Three things. You have to first what? First pay for the value of what you used, as well as, let's see, chaymish, as well as what? Be a korban osher mi'ilah, right? Well, the very end of pasha is vayikra. So by a korban ola, using an ola is subject to the parasha of Me'ilah. So there's a quirk of Hilchas Me'ilah, and that is, once you're moel, what happens to the item once you're moel? It's yotzei l'chulin. It loses its kedusha. So the act of Me'ilah is mafkiyah kedusha, one time and it's done.
But the shofar is part of the animal, and it's got kedusha saguf. Why should it lose its kedusha?
Yeah, because the shofar is part of the animal, but it's not that the shofar is not going to the mizbeach. You can't put the shofar on the mizbeach itself, so the shofar doesn't have that din of a behema that doesn't lose its kedusha right away. So when you have an shofar shel oila, so the parasha of me'ilah kicks in. So once I use it, I wasn't supposed to use it. I did a violation of the Torah of using it. But once I did it, hilchos me'ilah kicks in, and hilchos me'ilah helps me. You know why? Because nafka l'chulin. So once I pick it up and I get that first, it's yotzei l'chulin. And now what? When I blow shofar, what am I blowing? A shofar shechulin. And therefore I'm yotzei. So it's a strange thing. So I wasn't supposed to. I didn't sit there. I said, I have to record mila for it. But l'mais, I was yotzei the mitzvah. But by shlomim is a whole different book. Because shlomim is kachim kalim. And there's a quirk that kachim kalim. There's no mi'ila in kachim kalim. How do you know? Why is there no Milam Kachim Kalim? I don't know if that's true, but I'm sure that's the reason why. But the Torah says that the only time there's Mi'ila Nefesh Kisiba Baal, V'chata Mishkaga, Mikachay Hashem. Kachim Ham Yuchodim Lashem, Yeshba Mi'ila. Shlomim is not Yuchodim Lashem, I guess that's what you meant. It's partially eaten. So if it's partially eaten, it's not Kachay Hashem in the fullest sense, and therefore there's no Mi'ila in it altogether. So if I went ahead and I used shlomim, forget shofar for a minute, I went ahead and I took a ride on a behema shel shlomim, so I'm not going to be over me'ilah, I don't have to bring a korban, I don't have to pay the chaymesh, and what other halacha doesn't happen? If it was no did of me'ilah was chal on the cheft, so what else doesn't happen? Doesn't what? Doesn't go l'chulin. It doesn't go l'chulin, then it retains its status as shlomim. So when I kept on blowing the shofar, I'm by the blowing shofar shel shlomim, and therefore isuru derachiv behuva and after the chulin, and I'm not going to be yaitzid a mitzvah because I'm being nedem in hashlomim. That was Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Who's bothered with this din of Rabbi Yehuda? Before we even talk about mitzvah of the husband, who's bothered with this? Rabbi Yehuda is comparing and contrasting oila and shlomim, right? Oila is subject to the Yisr of Me'ilah. Since there's Me'ilah, that's the good news, because that's going to be Yotzi L'chulin, and therefore Yotza. Shlomim, oy, oy, oy. There's Ein Me'ilah, therefore it's not Yotzi L'chulin, Adayin Kadosh, and therefore Lo Yotza. Now obviously, what does Rav Yehuda hold for the purpose of the Sugya? He must hold that just the fact that you're being Nana from the Shlomim is a problem, because he holds Mitzvah so what? Okay, at the end of the day, the Gemara rejects it. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, Hadar Amar, at the end of the story, Elam Arava, Dararam, Hadam, Echazev, Echazev, Yatzim, Itzav, Hanus, Nitnu. Okay? So, but Rav Yehuda didn't buy into that. Rav Yehuda lived before Rav. Rav Yehuda thought that Mitzvah came, Hanus, Nitnu. So he set up for us this comparing and contrasting between the Ola and the Shlom. Ola, you're okay because it's Yatzel L'chulit, so therefore you're Yatzel. This is a dying Kodesh, therefore you have a problem. Who has a problem for me? Just before you get into the part of the story that's relevant for us, who has a problem with this Gemara? Just look and to go back, imagine you're back in Rav Yehuda's world, you're back in Pupadisa right now, and you're trying to learn the sugya to the eye of Rav Yehuda. If a shofar shloshim, I blew a shofar shloshim, if you're a kapaski, you have to blow another shofar. You aren't yet there. Because mitzvah haras nenu. Because it's shloshim, therefore give al kashrigin. There's no me'ilah, and therefore you're in trouble. No? Come on. What's the problem? If it's shlamim and there's no me'ila,
what's the problem using
in the first place? Be consistent. What do you mean? You're telling me that there's no me'ila on it. So the chaura, what ain me'ila should translate to mean, is that it's mutter to use. If it's mutter to use, so why are you wasting my time telling me I'm not yaitze because of mitzvah gehanas that noob? I didn't do anything wrong. So there's almost a missing piece of information in the sugya. There's something in the sugya that we don't understand. We stop here. We put our penalty markers down on the sugya. Down on the... If it's ein me'ila, then hey, wait a second. So am I also in the first place? So clearly licked in the sugya is a chiddush gadol. The chiddush is, notwithstanding the fact that there's no me'ila on shlamim, what does that mean, no me'ila on shlamim? That means all the consequences of the parasha vayikra of that usually cover go together with Ila don't apply to Shlomim, because in order to be parashas Me'ila, it's got to be Kachi Hashem. That's the cloud. That's what governs Me'ila. What are the consequences of the parasha Me'ila? We just, who here listened to parashas vayikra 2 days ago? So we read about parashas vayikra. How many things do we learn from the parasha Me'ila? There's a chiyuv to pay chaymesh. There's a chiyuv to bring a korban. There's a din that it's yotzeh l'chulin. All dinim, all consequences of a ma'isa me'ila only apply to Kachi Hashem, and Shlomim not included. Therefore, there's no chiyuv chaymish for Shlomim, there's no chiyuv karben asher me'ilas for Shlomim, there's no yatzel chulin for Shlomim. But what is there even for Shlomim, Rabbi Yisai? What is there for Shlomim? There still is a what? There's still an isser. If there wouldn't be an isser, if you're going to guilty of overkill, you're going to tell me there's no din of me'ilan shlomim, that means there's no issur to be nanim in shlomim, so then Rav Yehuda Mamash makes no sense. So what do you mean lo yatsu? You know lo yatsu. What he did was heter gomor. So it's clear as day, without having learned a word of Maseches Me'ilah, I'm not expecting anyone here to know Maseches Me'ilah, without reading a word of Maseches Me'ilah, it's clear as day from Rashad Daf Kav Ches, that not when we say a me'ilah b'shlomim, that means it's mufka from the din of chaymesh, it's mufka from the parish of korban, it's mufka from the din of yatzel chulin, but the iser is b'mekayve yaymei. Which leads us to scratch our heads for a minute and ask ourselves what question. When you see this gemara, who here read this gemara Rashad Daf Kav Ches? Who here? Who here realized right away, who here was bothered this kash? Hey, wait a second, there's no me'ila, why is it also? Who's bothered this kash? Okay, we'll knock him down, less than a mezuzah. Okay, so the two guys, it was still, you guys have this? Okay. So we have two guys who came to the realization, hey, wait a second, why is it asur? But you realize that's clear in the Gemara that it's asur. So did you then ask yourselves, what's the source for the asur? Where did it come from? Right? It must be that the isur to be mayel is a different source than Parshas Vayikra. There must be some place in the Chumash, someone from Bereishis of Ezeis Tebracha, where the Torah says, don't use kachim, and that don't use kachim covers everything, even shlomim. And then, by the way, and tucked away in the end of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah says, and by the way, if you violated that isser, sometimes there's a parasha of me'ilah, and sometimes there's not a parasha of me'ilah. What does that depend on? Is there going to be a parasha of me'ilah? 2 words, kachi Hashem. But the isser is some other source that doesn't emanate from Parshas Vayikra. If it emanates from Parshas Vayikra, then it's not going to be more inclusive than Parshas Vayikra. So there's got to be somewhere tucked away in Kol HaTorah Kula. There's got to be a mokor, menor and emili, that it's also to be nenef and kachim. And I want to just challenge, and it's not even part of our sugi, but you can't read Rashi, you can't even get to the ABCs of the sugi without knowing this. So what's the source? What's the isser of kachim? Where is this independent isser of being nenef and kachim? Do you have any ideas? Any guesses where it could be? So you just have to just go through your mind. Start with Bereishis. Noach, Tisha Chesed, Lech Lecholam. All right, skip Sefer Bereishis. Okay. Skip Shmos and Va'era also. Till Achadosh is Elohim. Looking. Sefer Shmos. Equal. Any ideas? Menorah, how do you know you can't be Nana from Kachin? What's supposed to be Kohanim? Okay. What? No, that's a good one. Where'd he go? He's so embarrassed. He moved places. He didn't think I should know he's here. So like, count up the shlichan also. It was a Purim joke. Okay. No? We know we still love you, right? Still with us? Okay, good. V'lo yechal is kachir b'nei Yisrael. That's all about Truma. No, sir. You're doing better with Kelah. Give me a macher. No, another macher. For Smila. Get a nosh. I don't know. Give me a macher. No more. Let's be creative, guys. A little more imagination. Come on. Anyone think about how it became Kashmir in the first place? Ooh, now we're talking. Somebody must have been makdish this thing to the base of Mikdash. It wasn't born as a korban. So some guy was makdish this at one point to the base of Mikdash. Unless its mother was a korban, that's another story. But someone was makdish the mother. Somewhere someone was makdish. So if I was makdish this to the base of Mikdash, what does that mean? I'm declaring something kodesh to the base of Mikdash. What do those words mean? What is that tantamount to saying? If something's kodesh to the Mikdash, what is that tantamount to saying? That it's off limits to who? To me. Now I go ahead and I use the item that I just said an hour ago was kodesh to the base of Mikdash. You know what terrible avera violated? What avera did I violate? Remember that pasuk? Right? Come on, it's right in the middle of the summer, cam time, you know, Pashas Matos, right? Lo yachel devaro. As mechal, my dibur. What's the difference whether I said it's going to be an oil or a shlomim? Either one of those statements was in effect saying it's their bar shlomim, not mine. So the iser being nev and akotshim is really Parshas Nedarim. It's really Parshas Shavuos. There's no difference in a guy who's nedim in a kachim and a guy who takes a shvua that he's not going to eat the pizza today. And he goes and eats the pizza. So he violated his dibur. Lo yachal devaroi. That's the issa deraisa. Now, that's part one. That's the issa to be nedim in a kachim. And now we have another discussion. Oh, by the way, now that we have an issa to be nedim in a kachim, there's another parsha Mika called What Are the Consequences of Being Moiled the Kachim? So there's Chaimesh, Karen, Chaimesh, Osham, Yitzel Chun, etc. That second whole group of halachas, Kachi Hashem, only Eila, not only Kachi Kachi, not Kachim Kalim.
What if it's not yours?
Oh, wait. So this was not my suggestion. This appears in the Shid Mukubetz, the Maseches Menachos. Some of you are probably wondering, hey, wait a second. We don't remember Shid Mukubetz and Menachos. So it's not in the regular, it's not like part of the Shid Mukubetz. In Maseches Menachos, Maseches Zvach and Menachos, so on the page of the Gemara, there are notes, a compilation of different Rishonim called the Shid Mukubetzis on Tzvachim and Menachos. And then, when they ran out of room in the margins, they put a few extra pieces out on the back. So this appears in the back. So in Maseches Menachos, the Dalad, Shid Mukubetz, famous war for Shid Mukubetz and Menachos, that's the Yisr. That's the Mokla. L'yachal Devaroi. Okay, so at least the Gemara makes sense for us, Rosh Hashanah Dav Kav. Well, Kodesh means that I'm giving it to the Rabban Shalom. So by using it, that's detracting from being the Rabban Shalom.
It can't be mine and the Rabban
Shalom. I guess Rabban Shalom doesn't want to partner with you. I gave it to him as a gift. So I'm giving it to him as a gift. So I'm taking it. I'm violating my word. The word of Kodesh means I'm giving this to the Rabban Shalom as a gift for him to use, not for me to use. So the Isser, it's almost not even Isser Bitan the Etzem Chayfetz itself. It's also Bitam the Gavr, so to speak, because you be Michal Yadibur, that's the problem. So we know for a fact that there are Rishonim who are not going to buy into the Shiva Kabetzis. We know it for a fact. And I'll tell you why. Because you have cash. Wait, sir. Who has cash? Who has cash? If I was Makdish, this is a Korban. So then I understand. I said it was an Oilu. And if I go ahead and I use it, so I understand, I'm dishonest. v'yachal devara, changing my mind, changing my words, in profaning my speech. But what if Yenim was mafkish? Reuben was mafkish and I'm using it. So would anybody say, oh, it's mutter? So l'chor, that's a big problem. That's a big kash. So the emes is that that's a major hilchos Masechet Nedarim. There's a major machlokes Rishonim in Masechet Nedarim at the following. What if Reuven takes a neder that Shimon shouldn't get any benefit from him? And Shimon goes ahead and gets benefit. Does Shimon get malchus or not? So Reuven said, I don't want Shimon to eat, get any of my property. And Shimon goes ahead and takes your bread and meat and eat, makes up a sandwich. Does Shimon get malchus? So here three Shimon say, no, because it's not lo yachel devaroi. He didn't do the dibur. And the other half of Rishonim say, yes, you know why? The Yachal Devaro doesn't translate to mean don't profane your speech. Don't profane speech. If it's his Dibur, that's also a low Yachal Devaro a Dibrakoi, that the Ran says in Masechet Nedarim. If there was a Dibur made by a person and I'm being Mechal that Dibur, that's my violation of Yachal Devaro. So comes the Shit Mukabat Siminachus and says, the source for being Nenem and Akotchim, being Osir and Atoira, is Lo Yachal Devaroi. That Shit must have held like the Ran in the second breath of Masechet Nedarim, but that's called Lo Yachal Devaroi, even though I personally didn't make the Dibur. Otherwise, the Shit is going to be left in the absurd position that if somebody else was Machdish, there's no Issur of Me'ilu. That's ridiculous. Of course, there's an Issur HaNoah and somebody else's Kodesh, somebody else's Karmel. But other Rishonim disagree with that. Rambam and Chassid Adam disagrees. The Rambam says, if you didn't open up your mouth, you didn't utter the words, it's not your speech, that the dos of lo yachel. So according to the Rambam, there's no question, there's got to be some other Isser out there, which just leads us to question further, what is that other Isser? Again, we're still searching, we're looking, what is Pshat and Rashad HaKav Ches? We have this cryptic Gemara in Rashad HaKav Ches. This is the entire pivotal Gemara, and we can't even get into the Baal Shem Tov. We have no idea what Rav Yehuda is talking about. We don't even want to learn Rav Yehuda. We really want to know what Rav had to say, but we can't even understand what Rav Yehuda was talking about. What was this mysterious, this ambiguous, this issa? We can't even put our fingers on what this issa is. We know it applies to Shlomim Min HaTorah. We know there's no Be'ilan Shlomim Min HaTorah. We have no idea what this issa is. What is this issa that's preventing the Yash Min Yeh Kish Haifa? So the Shidukhbetz gave us a suggestion, and we said that's great according to Hefti Rishayim. So the Yemes is the first Ram in Huchas Me'ilah addresses this question. And the Ram says, how do you know? So the Ram says, I'll tell you the Mokhar. I'll tell you the Mokhar that you're not allowed to be Nehna. And Mr. Alter was right. I'm sure this is what you had in mind. Comes the Ram and says, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. What happens if a person goes ahead and is mayel b'mezid? Now the parasha of Be'ila happens to always be b'shegig. Nefesh yisomah v'chotah b'shkach b'mikach yishem. What if a guy knows exactly what it is? He sees this animal of Hekdesh. He goes ahead and he takes a ride on it knowing full well that it's Hekdesh. What are the ramifications of his actions? Anyone know? What's the einesh for being nenem in Hekdesh? Not b'shegig. There's no Be'ila. What's the einesh? It's b'chlekes ha'tarot in Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Omer, Hazid b'meilas b'misa b'dei shemayim. V'chacham v'ramim b'azhara. It's only a lav. It's not misa. My time with the Rabbi, it's Gemara Maseches Pesach, another place. My time with the Rabbi, Yafinan chet chet mitruma. It says the word chet by b'ilan after kisechta. It says the word chet by truma, lo sisal of chet, barim chas chabu v'menu. We have an official gzera shava chet chet mitruma. And in fact, we learn Maseches Be'ilah someday, you'll realize that many of the details of Maseches Be'ilah are actually derived from Truma. Anyone know one of them? It's one famous one. Even those people who didn't learn Be'ilah. It's a famous one, Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, Mem Gimel. Be'ilah is one of the exceptions to the rule of what? It's Eish Lech Dvaver, right? There's Yesh Lech Dvaver by Be'ilah. Why is that? It's including the Gzer Shabba Chet Chet Mitruma. Remember that? Vaguely? Okay, good. So there are a lot of details of Dinim of Maseches Be'ilah that derive from this Gzer Shabba. Kumt Rebbe and says, Chet Chet Mitruma teaches us that if you violate a me'ilah b'mezid, that's like eating truma b'mezid. What's the onus for the Yisrael who eats truma b'mezid? You're possible, right? That's what Rebbe says. And the Rabbanim responded back to Rebbe, says, no, there's no misa b'dei shemayim. You know why? U'meisu boi ki chalu by truma, bo v'lo be kodesh, v'lo be hekdesh. According to Rabbanan, there's no misa de shemayim. Dr. Rambam, the Rabbanan also subscribes to the Gzeir Shaf of Chet Chet. Everybody accepts that. Both Rebbe and the Rabbanan agree the makor for the Isser to be denim and hektish is the pasuk by Truma. V'los l'chalos kol shebnei Yisrael. Your pasuk, you're right. Rebbe took that pasuk to the extreme and said the Gzeir Shaf teaches me the einish as well. And the Rabbanan put the brakes on and said, no, vok stops here, there's no einish. Umei suboi b'ivlo b'kotchim. Aber, the Isser itself is identical. There is an Isser. What's the tokif of the Isser? It's a lav without misa. What do we call that? It's malchus. And therefore, says the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Me'ilah, the malchus for the Isser Me'ilah b'hekdesh is the parasha of Truma. Lo sechal is kotchim b'nei Yisrael. But the gzeir shav v'chet chet mitruma. So good. So Baruch Hashem, we've identified a potential lav in the Torah. Either the lav is lo yachal d'varshet v'kabetz the menachas. Or the Ram Lashitoso, it's got to be something else. We even identified, even found to something else. So we're back in business. So Rav Yehuda, let's go back to what Rav Yehuda said. Now it makes it perfect sense. Read it again. You shouldn't do it. Why? Because doing it is going to terrible, terrible avera. What's the terrible avera? Tell me the avera. Either lo yachel or chechet mitruva. But if you did it, you'd say. You shouldn't do it. Why? What's the terrible avera? Either b'yachel or chechet mitruva. We're talking about yotze. My time, huh? Oilabas be'ilui. So even though you violated an iser, but since it was yotze l'chulin, came the mabon after l'chulin. So once you start to blow, it's already yotze l'chulin. Once it's yotze l'chulin, then you didn't do any iser anymore. You're home free. But shlomim is worse than oilah. Because even though Shlomim is excluded from the parasha of Me'ilah, so there's no chiyav of Asher Me'ilah, and there's no din of Chaymesh, and all the parashas of Ayikvah don't apply, but Shlomim, because Davka Nimtza Kulo Chumrei, because it's excluded from Kachi Hashem, it's not in the parasha of Ayikvah, therefore it's Lo Yatza L'chuvin. If it's Lo Yatza L'chuvin, the Labanei Me'ilah Ninu, you're stuck with the following bad words, Isuru D'Rachibahu, V'lo Nafki L'chuvin, and you're not Yaitzei L'chuvin. And that's a disaster. That's terrible. And therefore you're not yotzei with a shayfa shel shlamim. And at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to say the whole thing is not true because mitzvah v'emes minu. But we're not there yet. We're still in Pupadis before Rava was born. We're still in the world of Rav Yehuda, before Rava even entered in the scene of history. In the world of Rav Yehuda, mitzvah arkeinu hanos minu, it's called the nisad deraisa v'anah, it's called layach, it's called chet chem, whatever the yisr is, and because shlamim doesn't have the ability to be yotzei l'chun, you're not yotzei. What is problematic about Rav Yehuda? Still, we're taking a look today. What is the problem about Rav Yehuda? Why are you not Yotze? So we did it earlier. Tosi, Avisi, Peshati. Why am I not Yotze? Shefesh HaShlamim. It's Osir. Lo Yotze. Why not? Why not Yotze? Based on what am I not Yotze? Now don't forget, which Rishon made a big fuss about that statement of Rav Yehuda? Which Rishon? Why are we learning this sugya? The Ramban. The Ramban took that line to Gemara and said, that's the refutation of the Eish Ha'emer. Because you see klor from Loya that whenever there's an Isser Hanah, whatever you define the Isser Hanah is, you like Rav Yehuda's, that whatever you think the Isser Hanah is, the Isser Hanah is a poisel in the mitzvah. It's a minyei, it prevents from being yotzei mitzvah b'di'evet. And therefore the Yesh Mepharshim's pshat in Chalitza is not correct. This cannot be right. No, this is wrong. This is disproved by this statement. Shofesh HaShlom Osir Lo Yotza. But we have why Lo Yotza? So Rabbi Isai, in order to understand what the Ramban was asking against the Yesh Omrim, and to understand what the Yesh Omrim would respond back to the Ramban, what does it behoove us to fine-tune, Rabbi Isai? What do we have to understand? We have to have the answer to that question. Why Lo Yotza? If we know the answer to why Lo Yotze in Rosh Hashanah, then we can begin to discuss, should we extrapolate that to the Sandal Shal Avodah Zarah vis-a-vis Chalitza. If you don't understand A, how in the world can you extrapolate to B? That's what we do all day. We try to compare dinim. What is Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim? That Asher Tosim Lifnehem, it's not enough just to give a person a list of halachas. If I give you a quick, you know, art scroll list of a book of, these are the next 10,000 things you have to do. You would have no idea what to do when 10,001 comes up. Unless you understand the lumdus behind, that's what we do, that's what we learn all day. We try to understand the lumdus, try to understand why is this din true? Why did Rav Yehuda say what he said? So now we're stuck. We're just hit into a brick wall. We don't understand why lo yatsa. We know this is pivotal because we know this is the point that the machlokes Ramban the Yesh Mefarshim is hinging upon, but we don't have a clue yet why you should not be yatsa. If we did, then we could understand whether Ramban's extrapolation is correct or the Yesh Omim are correct. So we have to go back to Bashar and Niskas and talk why you're not yatsa. So let's think about it. Why you're not yatsa? Anyone come up with some formula why you're not yatsa? Oh, so that would be a good formula. Especially if we're learning a little about Grozel, that would probably be the first thing to mind, right? Mitzvah b'aveira. Who here likes that? Who likes that approach? Mitzvah b'aveira. Sounds good, right? Mitzvah b'aveira. Yeah, no problem. Simple, right? Mitzvah b'aveira. Now, wait a second. No. You know, we've been around here. We've been learning a little about girls for some time now. We know you say those words, mitzvah b'aveira, so like these like alarm bells got to go off in your head. First of all, we're not so sure about what. We don't have sure if they're ice, if they're a mitzvah b'aveira. You know, we have toys and sukkah daf test, toys and sukkah daf lamed flying around in our heads. You know, I don't want to give anything away for the bechina for those people who didn't take it, but I'm sure Baruch Hashem everyone took it already because it's only a day after the bechina was given, so what's the latest and suffering? Okay? Am I right? Maybe not.
I think we shouldn't reference
the bechina. Okay, good. All right. We're down lechav schos. Anyone who understands the reference will anyway get 100 bechina. Everyone who's not going to get 100 doesn't know what I'm talking about anyway. Okay. So everybody say. So, so mitzvah b'aveira is very, very shaky. What other things could throw us off a little bit about mitzvah b'aveira? We get very, very nervous. We have those mitzvah b'aveira, we start to shake. Get the chills, mitzvah b'aveira. Why? There may be some mitzvahs doesn't even apply to. Anyone here ever made a parrot cyst floating around, which falls floating around, you know, mitzvahs of ritzoy, not ritzoy, shh, don't tell you too loud, right? Is it ritzoy? I don't know. You shake your shelf, I don't know. Ritzoy, is that called ritzoy? I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what it meant then, what it means now. So I'm getting nervous, getting very, very nervous already. So that's a possibility. Then we got another possibility? Any other possibility? That's off the top of your head. Any other possibility? What is responsible for this equation? Shel v'shel shlam also lo yotza. What? Any man with zimcha? Who's got an idea? Wait, not yotze. Not yotze. That's a tough thing to say. Not yotze. It's possible. Yotze. From us. Not yours. Sure, it doesn't have to be yours. What says that you'd say for what reason? We would rather you not be yotzei. Now, before you're going to define for me who this we with a capital W is, you're right. You're quoting who? Quoting the Ritva. Comes to Shemaim. Yeah, this is what happened, okay? Guy blew a shofar. 25 years old. He blew a shofar. And he picked the real jackpot shofar. The shofar shall shlom him in the yeshiva Pumbedisa in the days of Rabbi Yehuda. He blows his shofar. Okay? Thinks he did the greatest thing in the world. Really violated Nisa Deraisa. Chayev, Malkus. Comes up to Shemaim. Yachamev, he has a shorter comes to Shemaim. Starts to review his mice and mitzvahs, mice and tovim. And there's a Averish, you know, the Shekel, like Shtetin Rambam, that Kashem, you know, Shekel, have a nice Shalodim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, right? So they're sitting in Bezin Shomala, and they're making a Din V'cheshvin. So, going through the list of mitzvahs I got. He ate matzah that he had checked, tefillin, kift tzedakah, kib rabeim, gavali. Okay, give me some aveiros. Give me the aveiros song. You know, he ate a knedel or something, whatever he ate. Okay, what? Lashon hara, yeah. I talk lashon hara. Motzi laza klais. Oh, nice. What? He didn't kiss the mezuzah. Okay, yeah. He was, I don't know, he was the nene from Shor Niskol. I don't know, he was the fatim and sakateris, shemra mishchan, whatever he dedicated. He got his up there. And they're trying to decide, what should we do with this guy? And now we get to the Rebbeinu Shlom. They say by the Amadin, oh, this is it. This is the pivotal point. At the age of 25, when you were Yeshiva Bachur in Pupadisa, you heard Shofar from a Shofar Shel Shlomim. Now what? Now what? Oh, yeah. So they're about to say to him, oh, yeah, yeah, that Aveira, that's going to put you over the edge, over the cliff. That's it. No hope. Because you violated what? Machloikis. So half the malach was saying it's a shidduch betz menachas tadal. The other thing it's a rami. Yeah, you violated something really, really bad. Real is bad news. Okay. And the guy screams out. They're about to pass. They say, "Wait, wait!" before you give me that Avera, I'll make a deal. What's the deal? What? Tell me I wasn't Yotze. I wasn't Yotze. What from you does me a shofar? He says to the Malachim, he says, listen, make a deal, cut a deal. Plea bargain. He says, if you tell me I wasn't Yotze, Igloy Milsa, that what? I didn't get any Hanoah. Because I wasn't Yotze, so what do I have to show? Nothing. Heard some nice notes. Give me my eardrums are bursting anyway. I don't like the Baltic anyway. It didn't sound very good. So what did I get? I got mamish nothing. So Shabbat, they say, okay, here's the choice. You decide now. We're going to negotiate. Either we'll give you credit for the mitzvah, but by doing so, we're going to have to give you the Aveira, and the Aveira is going to be worth more bad. That's bad to have Aveiras. So we'll give you the mitzvah, plus it comes with the price tag, the cost of the Aveira, or we'll cut you a deal, no mitzvah, and no Aveira. The guy says, please do me a favor. Throw out the mitzvah. I'll make it to Olam Haba without shofar. So I'll miss one shofar. It's okay. I kissed the mezuzah an extra time. I'm okay. But don't give me that aveira of lo yachel or nefesh kisim ol ma'al or lo sechta, whatever, lo chalu, whatever the issue is. So zakti yainim. That's Rav Yehuda said. That we, and again, I don't know who the we is, but mutav shi'aymru, it's better that we say he's not yotze, because by being not yotze, it turns out that we were oikid yisur, and there's no issa, he's better positioned than he was before. So shteitin mishayim.